Every so often on this program, we check in with Beto Arcos. He's the host of the world music program called Global Village. You can hear it on KPFK in Los Angeles. And usually when Beto comes onto the program, he brings us some of the most interesting new music from the Latin world. But today, he's taking us back in time. This is actually from the 1960s. It's a new collection of Peruvian music recorded back then. And Beto Arcos joins me from NPR West in Southern California. Beto, hey.
Hey, Guy. Great to be with you again.
This collection is great, by the way. I love it. It's called Gozalo Bugalú Tropical Volume 4.
Gozalo.
Ah, gotcha. All right.
As in, enjoy it.
Okay, right.
You know, this collection really kind of fills the link between the mambo era and the dawn of salsa in South America. When you think of Latin American music, sometimes people make a mistake of identifying sort of Afro-Latin music just in the Caribbean. But that said, we have to acknowledge the fact that some of the great creators are Cuban and Puerto Rican, and a lot of that music in the 60s and 70s happened in New York, actually. But it spread throughout Latin America, you know, Colombia, Venezuela, Peru. But they have their own kind of music, and so they come up with all these great mixes, these great sounds, and so that's what we are hearing in this collection.
I could dance to this
if I
could dance.
Oh, this is great. This is a band that we're listening to right now. It's Pedro Miguel y sus Maracaibos, a tune called Saludo Maracaibo, which is sort of greetings, kind of welcoming people into the show, into the audience, into the dance floor. It's one of the bands that kind of stands out from the heyday of tropical music in Peru. It's kind of an homage to the great names in Latin music, Ernesto Lecuona, Agustín Lara, and then kind of a melody that they use from each of these composers, paying homage to them.
El gran poeta Agustín Lara.
This is great stuff. This collection is great. Gozalo, right? I got that right.
That's right.
All right, I'm enjoying this. And I want to hear another track from it. This one has a pretty memorable intro, and let's hear that for a moment. Okay. This song is Psicosis. I guess it means psychosis, right?
Yeah.
Who is this, and what can you tell me about them?
This is the fantastic Sonora de Lucho Macedo. That's a big band, one of the big bands that had the biggest impact in Peruvian music in the 50s. They were not only big in Peru, but they also toured all over South America, and they released, believe it or not, Guy, more than 80 albums and dozens of singles. It's one of those groups that created this kind of environment that helped to spawn other bands, and the repertoire was a mix of mambos, guarachas, some boleros, some merengues, but really the Afro-Cuban foundation was very solid in there. Of course, you have to understand that this is Peru, and a lot of Afro-Peruvians are also part of this band, so you have this great mixture of music that's coming up in this period, and it's just really, really juicy and funky. I love this particular sound.
I'm speaking with Beto Arcos. He's the host of the program Global Village on KPFK in Los Angeles, and he's brought a few new collections of old South American music. We just heard from Peru, Beto, and now to Colombia. How can you go wrong with this sound? I say this again and again. If I could dance, I would dance to this. This one's called Arroz con Coco from a collection of Colombian music titled Cartagena. Beto, what eras are they covering here?
This is 60s, early 60s to early 70s. This is a period when musicians were combining this wonderful swing of cumbia, which is what you're hearing in this tune, the driving bass of salsa, and then you have these fantastic arrangements that are, in this case, this amazing musician, Lucho Bermúdez, who created this really glorious sound of brass and percussion. He's really, in my opinion, one of the finest arrangers. He's sort of the Duke Ellington of Colombia. He played clarinet, he played saxophone. This was a 16-piece band. And man, this is so funky. This is also, I have to say, Guy, it's just simply very sensual, very erotic music.
Sensual and erotic. Beto, you want to play another track from the Cartagena collection. I think this one's about the fish merchant, is that right? The pescador?
Yeah, it's actually a fisherman. This is one of the coolest tunes in this collection, Guy. It's a genre of music called cumbia guaguancó. And what is a cumbia guaguancó, you might ask? It's really a confluence of two styles of music, one from Colombia and one from Cuba. But what you hear at about a minute and 54 seconds into the tune, you go from a cumbia into this guaguancó, into this Cuban sound that's really juicy, funky beat. Check it out. And that's what's so special about this music is that in Colombia during this period, musicians had the ability to create this fantastic, rich sound of blending Cuban music and salsa with their own Colombian sounds. And there is no place on the planet that this was happening. And this is what makes it special.
Beto, we have time for just one more track, which I'm sad to say because I love what you brought this week. This is such great music, so energetic. This is from another collection that you found. This is also old music from South America.
This is a collection of really pure Colombian dance floor thunder. It's 16 tracks of the finest descargas cumbias recorded by none other than the legendary band leader Michi Sarmiento y sus Bravos. Late 60s, 67 to 77, the golden age of this particular band. This is someone who was born into a musical family in 1938. He was a child prodigy. He plays saxophone. He began playing in cabarets and casinos in Cartagena in the 50s. But his music is just packed with this bass, this montuno, this Cuban flavor, these solos, and this really funky, nasty, metallic percussion. Check this out where you hear the bass. There's a solo bass, and he says, "Ahora vamos a escuchar al bajo de Leandro." You know, so he's sort of saying something about the bass player, and you hear that bass just ripping it.
Track by Michi Sarmiento. It's called Aquí Los Bravos. My guest has been Beto Arcos. You can hear his radio program Global Village if you're in the Los Angeles area on KPFK, and you can find out more about all the recordings you've just heard at our website, nprmusic.org. Beto, thanks again.
Thank you, and enjoy this music.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast. Subscribe or listen at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendATC. We post a new episode every Sunday night. We're back with a whole new hour of radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night.